92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha. So happy to have you in the WGHN studio. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be back. Excuse me.
It's been a while. You know, we air your program every Monday at 7:45. Sometimes we can record segments in advance, but this time around, we're going to get to know you again, because I can't assume that everybody in the audience knows who you are.
It's been a while
it
since we
been.
Started recording.
Since we've done something where we can introduce you to the audience, how long have you owned Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness?
So the current space I'm in, we are approaching 3 years.
Awesome. Okay.
So I graduated acupuncture school in 2017.
Okay.
And I started practicing while I was in school. So in terms of how long have I been in practice, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But after acupuncture school, I did take a break to have several babies.
Yep.
So I had a very small home office during some of that time.
Mm-hmm.
So then we decided our last baby was born. She was the first one that didn't cry all the time or terrorize me. And I was growing and I was tired of having strangers in my home. So we decided to just go for it. And it's the community response has just been incredible.
I have to say, yeah, you're everywhere. Everybody knows about Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. Yeah. I love it. Relieve your pain, renew your life. I mean, this is something that you really, really believe in, because it's something that has helped you as well.
Yeah, that's true. And I was just telling a patient yesterday, a lot of the acupuncturists, or the people who are acupuncturists, are people who found it as a last ditch effort. And mm-hmm. that was absolutely me. So I love telling my story.
Yeah.
I found myself in the military, which I thought I would never do. I know a lot of people have never seen me, but that at that time in my life, I was 20 years old, 5'2", 120 pounds. I was a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
However, when you meet me in person, you meet my personality. So
it's
then
very big. Your personality is huge, and I love it. I'm here for
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So a lot of people say, I didn't realize how short you were. I'm like, it's because I have a big personality.
Right.
But I ended up on the front lines as an Army medic. And people say women aren't on the front lines. Women are on the front lines. So I patrolled Afghanistan with the infantry and the military police 12 plus hours a day for 8 of my 12 months.
Wow.
And when you're geared up, that weighs anywhere between 80 and 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all my, you know, medic supplies. Mm-hmm. I had to carry two guns, which was ridiculous, but that's how it was. All
right.
The ammo,
right.
Bulletproof vest, you know, the helmet. By the time that's all said and done, it's heavy.
Yeah, I would have weighed more than you did.
Yeah.
Hello.
So it destroyed my body. You know, it just, I did it.
It wrecked havoc on
it,
didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And it was an emotional trauma as well as a physical trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And toward the end of my time patrolling, my sergeant kept saying, you're limping. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm fine. I was not fine. And as soon as I left the combat zone, I was like, I can barely walk.
Wow.
It was terrible. I had severe hip problems. I have severe neck issues from the weight and the pulling. And when I came back from my deployment, I hit rock bottom physically, emotionally. It was the absolute worst point in my life in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not okay. And I didn't have a great support system. The unit that I deployed with just terrorized each other the whole time, which is why I ended up out patrolling, because I didn't want to be with them. Mm-hmm. I volunteered to go out. It's really sad sometimes, the morale in the military.
Yeah.
Especially when you have people out there every day in the danger zone,
mm-hmm.
in a real danger zone between, mm-hmm. you know, the Taliban, and then you go back to a danger zone amongst each other. It was really,
yeah, that's got to be really hard, Doc.
It was really hard, and it felt very emotionally traumatizing. And
sure.
Then, you know, I don't want to totally overshare, but I was also in a super abusive relationship, mm-hmm. which is what landed me in the military, because I was trying to get away from him.
You got to be kidding me. What
yeah.
a story.
So, you know, it was a lot of trauma all at
stuff.
Once. And
yeah. That wrecks hot. The body keeps score.
The body keeps score. Yes, it does. You're absolutely right. So, you know, the positive in this is that at that point in my life, I could make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to keep living this way, or do I want a better life?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy, but I made that decision that I'm not living like this. I'm not going to be abused anymore. I'm not going to let people treat me that way. And I'm going to heal myself, and I'm going to figure out how.
Mm-hmm.
And the military tried their best to help me. And some of the things helped, like the counseling. I just had a phenomenal counselor who I still dearly love, but they overall couldn't help me. It was over-medicate, try this, try that medicine. It was a lot of over-medicating. I did try physical therapy. That didn't do anything for me. And they said, well, we have one last-ditch effort for you. It is a 3-week natural medicine program. It's a pilot program at Fort Hood, Texas.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm really sad because it's not open anymore, and it was so profound.
Wow.
But they're still using acupuncture, so that's the positive. Yes.
That's amazing.
The military still is. It was life-changing for me. There was an acupuncturist there. Changed my entire life. I knew within that program that acupuncture is what was going to change my life, and it did.
Wow.
So I kept on. I always knew I should be in the medical field. I didn't know where. As soon as I found that acupuncturist, I knew that's where I needed to be. So it was a steady uphill climb. And the other thing that a lot of people don't know is I have 9 years of schooling, which is doctor level schooling, which is why you should not have dry needling, because they don't have enough. They don't have enough education. But I digress. That master's was 4 years long, year round, hundreds of credit hours, thousands of supervised clinical hours. It's a heavy degree. Mm-hmm. So I was still healing from my deployment, and I threw myself into acupuncture school, which is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out such a better person, and I came out with such an incredible story, and I came out healing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I came home from my deployment, my life dream was to be a mom, and my hips were so bad, I didn't know if I'd ever be able to have babies.
Mm-hmm.
I had three, and the pregnancies were rough, but I was able to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm able to be a mom and engage, and my pain is so much better.
That's awesome.
And my extreme migraines are so much better.
You're a migraine sufferer. Yeah. I know. I've seen, I've seen you when you've been in the middle of one.
Yeah. They're not good.
No.
And when I came home, I was having migraines that lasted days and days, and I was throwing up everywhere, and I couldn't have the light on. And
it's awful.
It was awful.
I've never had one, so I don't know.
They're awful.
Yeah.
The pain is extreme.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that go with that, but my life is absolutely forever changed. And I feel like I look at people who sit in that chair, because a lot of the people come to me are last resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to say we're the last resort with the best result, because we usually are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the spot where I think we fit the best. I think acupuncture should be integrated with Western medicine. It is in China and they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not here. There's a great place for both. And acupuncture is often what gives people hope. And I'm not even going to say just acupuncture. It's acupuncture and integrative medicine.
Right, right.
Which is what I do.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah. So acupuncture is very powerful, but I've taken it a step further. And especially in the last couple of years, done a lot of continuing ed and done a lot of seminars and learned how to treat a lot of chronic hopeless conditions.
That's good.
To give people hope. And that includes integrative medicine. Mm-hmm. We use something called ATP resonance biotherapy, where I can heal things at the cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also use ozone therapy in our clinic. And we've just married those things so well that we're just getting incredible results with people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a story.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great story to hear on a Monday. I mean, I feel like I've come full circle with you.
Yeah, I know.
You've got a book in you, you know.
I know. You're the second person to tell me that this week. I guess I better think about it.
You do. You got a book in you.
Yeah.
I'll help you edit. I'll edit it for you. I'll be your little editor. Okay. How do people get a hold of you you know, do they have to pay for a consultation? How does this all work?
Yeah, those are great questions. I love how you always keep me on track. I feel really strongly that a consultation should be complimentary. So
okay.
I reserve that for my patients. You can give us a call, 616-604-0219, and any of my Allendale acupuncture receptionists would be happy to schedule that for you.
I love it. What's the website?
It's allacu.com, allacu.com, and we have tons of success stories on our website and our social media.
You sure do. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's another episode of Ask the Acupuncturist with Dr. Tasha from Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness.